Six unanswered goals spelled a playoff opening triumph for the Marauders. The Okotoks Marauders continued their season-long run of late-game excellence into the postseason with a six-goal comeback to erase a 10-5 deficit and take Game 1 of the Rocky Mountain Lacrosse League Junior B-Tier 1 South Division semifinal over the Calgary Mountaineers by an 11-10 count on July 16 at the Murray Arena. The stress levels for me and the coaching staff has been high. I feel like I'm aging in dog years this year, said Marauders head coach Don Haynes, with a laugh. We've done it so many times that the boys feel pretty comfortable in those situations. We've got a lot of playmakers out there and we don't have to zero in on one guy. We can move the ball around and then get looks and it's comforting to be able to finish those off. Wallace McRae tallied the game winner on the power play with just 2:07 left in regulation after drawing the penalty on an aggressive move to the net. We've been a cutthroat team all season, McRae said. If you look at our record, it's lots of third-period comebacks, lots of third-period wins. We know what we have to do and we trust everyone on the O-gate. I was lucky to draw that penalty and then we just do what we do on the power play. Offense had a big game, stepped it up in the third and the defense locked it down, a great all-around team win. Okotoks Marauder Wallace McRae celebrates his game-winning goal with teammate Dexter Hannigan, 17. Remy Greer, Okotoks today. Calgary took a 9-5 advantage into the second intermission on the strength of a six-goal effort in the middle frame. I said 4 goals in 20 minutes, that's very doable with our squad, the coach added. And just be hungry for the net, be hungry for loose balls and soon as they started getting after it, good things happened. Jackson Ford paced the offense with 5 goals and 7 points, Brevin Lozier added a goal and 4 assists with David Bevis, Caden Moon, Jacob Harlow and affiliate player Dexter Hannigan adding the other markers. Evan Bates had a game-high 6 goals for the visitors with Okotokian Justin Ray chipping in with a goal and 2 helpers. We'll take the win, Haynes said. We came out slow, they were getting all of the loose balls and were winning every draw but one in the first period and you get a little scattered. I think the boys had the jitters, especially on the back gate they're coming out, and then they settle in and start pressuring them and they didn't really have too much in the third period. McRae, an alternate captain, said the team has bigger goals on the heels of a record-setting 14-6 record in the regular season that stretched to provincials and a shot at national glory. The whole goal this year is get as many wins as we can, McRae said. We broke the all-time franchise record for wins, but the goal is to win the Larry Bishop and then head to Brampton for the Founders Cup and anything less than that would be a failure in all of our eyes. We've got a great group of guys and we're changing the culture here. Jackson Ford, 23, had a team-high 5 goals for Okotoks in its Game 1 victory. Remy Greer, Okotoks today. The series switches to Calgary's Acadia Rec Centre for Game 2 on July 17 at 6 p.m. if necessary. Game 3 of the best of 3 is back in Okotoks on July 18, an 8 p.m. start at the Murray Arena. The job's not finished, that's what I said in the room, McRae said. Just completely forget that this game happened, enjoy it now, but come tomorrow they're going to be hungry for a win because, the Mounties, have 7 21-year-olds and it's possibly their last game ever so they'll be coming out to play. For more information go to RockyMountainLacs.com.